Chapter 5. The Increase of Global Distribution. The third way that modern technology reveals that we're really living in the last days is by the increase of distribution. Believe it or not, that's exactly what needs to happen to our planet if we're going to see the fulfillment of several events recorded for us in Revelation 11 concerning the death of the two witnesses. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 11:3-9. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. These men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying, and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days men from every people, tribe, language and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial.
Here we see the classic passage concerning the death of the two witnesses. And if we're going to get the prophetic significance of what's going on here with modern technology, we have to first look at this in its historical setting. Imagine what it must have been like when the Apostle John was writing this down nearly 2,000 years ago. It must have seemed like an incredible fantasy for the whole planet to simultaneously watch two dead bodies and rejoice over their death, right? That's what the text says. But guess what? As we all know, it's not a fantasy anymore. It's commonplace. Due to the advent of television and global satellite technology, you and I can simultaneously watch anything we want, anywhere we want, around the world, can't we? It happens every day. Which means, this passage can be fulfilled before our very eyes today. We have the technology right now to do this, to watch the death of the two witnesses for 3.5 days for the first time in the history of mankind. But that's still not all. The text says one more thing. As they were watching this event, notice what they did. Let's go back to the text.
Revelation 11:10. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth.
What's amazing about this is when you look at this from the Apostle John's perspective 2,000 years ago, this must have totally blown his mind. How could people not only watch the death of two guys from around the world simultaneously for 3.5 days, but how in the world are they going to be able to celebrate and send each other gifts around the world within 3.5 days? Because that's the time frame there. I mean, they didn't even have the Pony Express back then. Well, guess what? As we all know, it's not a surprise anymore. For the first time in man's history, we now have a global distribution network. Thanks to this rise of modern technology, we now have a global transportation system that's hooked up to a global communication system, that's linked to a global supply chain system, that's overseen by a global trade and commerce system that allows us to go down to our local store and get fresh crab meat shipped to us from Thailand, or have a thoroughbred horse shipped to you from New Zealand. Or get fresh flowers all the way from South America, or have a New York City pizza delivered anywhere in the world, and send a package from Japan in the afternoon and have it arrive in Washington the next morning. As well as a celebratory package sent by someone who's gloating over the death of the two witnesses, within 3.5 days. This is the first time in man's history, and it's being done in a couple of different ways that I wanted to show you. The first way we're seeing an increase of distribution technology fulfilling the death of the two witnesses passage is the connection of all delivery routes. What I'm talking about is all the roads on which these celebratory gifts are going to travel in the 7-year tribulation. Believe it or not, they're working on connecting all the roads on the whole planet. But before we get to that, let's deal with the history of delivering things so we can see the prophetic significance of the days we live in and see how it's ramping up exponentially so, just in time for Revelation 11 to be fulfilled. First of all, back in the day, they called them trade routes. This was the term they used to identify various pathways and certain stops along the way that people would use, even back then, for delivering packages, cargo, and other commercial items. And it was a big first step in connecting huge sections of the planet and not just delivering goods, like salt or spice and other things, but it also exposed the planet to other cultures, religions, knowledge, and sometimes bacteria. But let me share with you some of the more well-known influential trade routes in history. The most famous one was called the Silk Road. It linked the Chinese Empire to the Roman Empire, and they traded all kinds of things back and forth, mostly what was considered luxury items, teas, salt, sugar, porcelain, spices, of course silk, cotton, ivory, wool, gold, and silver. In fact, some think it was the merchants traveling along that route that spread the plague bacteria that caused the Black Death. It was also on this route that Marco Polo was traveling when he went to China, and this is also why they built the Great Wall of China. It was built to protect and safeguard the silk trade route. Then you had what was called the spice route, which also linked the east to the west, delivering spices like pepper, cloves, cinnamon, and nutmeg, which were all hugely sought after in Europe. In fact, some say it was this spice trade that fueled the development of faster boats to get these spices to everybody faster. They really wanted them, chop, chop, hurry up, I can't get enough of them. This is also part of the reason why Christopher Columbus traveled his journeys, to find a trade route with these spices in mind. Then you had what was called the Amber Road, that connected the Baltic area with the rest of Europe that was developed by the Romans. And speaking of the Romans, we also have the famous Roman road system called Via Maris, which is Latin for the Way of the Sea, and was an ancient highway used by the Romans, as well as the Crusaders. Not only for trade purposes, but to also collect tolls on people who traveled on their highway. So, if you're wondering why we have tolls and tolls booths today, blame it on the Romans. And then of course, we had what was called the Trans-Saharan trade route that united Africa with Europe, even across the desert areas, and traded things like gold, slaves, salt, and cloth. And speaking of slaves, this route is accredited with being instrumental in the spread of Islam, which eventually led to the Crusades and other horrible atrocities. Which, by the way, was committed by the Catholics, not Christians. And there's many more trade routes throughout history, but you get the idea of the many, many attempts of people and countries around the world throughout history trying to establish universal delivery or distribution routes. In fact, historians say because of these trade routes, wars were fought over, lands were colonized, and fortunes made, but they also became the most significant developments in terms of globalization. In other words, a huge step in connecting our planet. But here's the point. As you can see, these various trade routes throughout history were wide and covered a huge area of the planet, but none of them had the ability to cover the whole planet, until now. This is wild. I couldn't believe I stumbled across this last year when I was flying on a plane down to Australia to preach at a conference. On the plane I was watching a documentary they had on the TV, and it was all about how China is working on, right now, I kid you not, reconnecting our whole planet with one giant trade route to become a global superpower to handle all the distribution on the planet. In fact, their first big project being completed is recreating the Silk Road trade route with modern technology. Our own country is arguing over our own infrastructure, getting nothing done, and it will connect all of China with all of East Asia, Europe, Africa, even Russia.
Vox reports, there's a new highway in Pakistan and a new rail service in Kazakhstan. A seaport in Sri Lanka recently opened, as well as this bridge in rural Laos. What is interesting is that they are all part of this one country's project that spans over three continents and touches over 60% of the world's population. If you connect the dots, it's not hard to see what country that is. This is China's Belt and Road Initiative. The most ambitious infrastructure project in modern history that is designed to reroute global trade. China plans to become the world's next superpower. It's 2013 and Chinese President Xi Jinping is giving a speech in Kazakhstan where he mentions the ancient Silk Road, a network of trade routes that spread goods, ideas, and culture across Europe, the Middle East and China as far back as 200 BC. President Xi Jinping says we should take an innovative approach and jointly build an economic belt along the Silk Road. A month later he is in Indonesia and said the two sides should work together to build a new maritime Silk Road in the 21st century. These two phrases were the first mentioned about the Xi Legacy Project, the multi-trillion dollar project, the Belt and Road Initiative, or the BRI. There are also two components of the plan. There is an overland economic belt of six corridors that serve as new routes to take goods in and out of China. Like this railroad connecting China to London. And these gas pipelines connecting the Caspian Sea to China. And the high-speed train network from Southeast Asia. Then there is the Maritime Silk Road. A chain of seaports stretching from the South China Sea to Africa that also directs trade to and from China. The BRI also includes oil refineries, industrial parks, power plants, mines, and fiber optic networks, all designed to make it easier for the world to trade with China. So far, over 60 countries have signed agreements for these projects, and the list is growing because China promotes it, as a win-win for everyone. In relationships and taking control of trade, China is well on its way.
To what? Recreating the Silk Road and becoming a global superpower in trade, far surpassing the US. We better wake up and stop being distracted. In fact, many believe this is also leading to another prophetic development in the Bible with the kings of the East in the seven-year tribulation.
Revelation 16:12. And verse 14? The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty.
In other words, the battle of Armageddon. And so here we see at the end of the seven-year tribulation, God draws the kings of the east, you know China and the other countries over there, to the battle of Armageddon over in Israel's territory way to the west. And so, I wonder how are they going to get there? Well, we may have just seen the actual roads they will be using. And not just any road, but with all this modern technology they're using on this new Silk Road, they can get there in rapid fashion, just in time for the Battle of Armageddon in the seven-year tribulation. Crazy stuff? But that's not all. China is also working at connecting the rest of the world as well with the help of Russia, another communist country, by going through Russia and crossing under the Bering Strait into America.
YouTube, highest Bridgecom. Having recently completed both the world's extensive expressway and the high-speed railway network, China is now looking beyond its borders for opportunities to keep building. China is considering building a high-speed rail line to the U.S. This rail line would start in northeast China, run through Siberia, cross a 125-mile underwater tunnel under the Bering Strait, then travel through Alaska and Canada before reaching the continental U.S. The good news is the high-speed rail from China to the U.S. is only one of four high-speed projects currently in the works. Engineering high, under the Bering Strait to feed a global appetite for goods and energy, the longest underwater tunnel in the world. But no matter what it takes, the benefits of a permanent link between the continents could make it all worthwhile. CNN Live reports, let's look at the building site first because this is way, way up there, right at the edge of the Arctic Circle. The Bering Strait is what separates North America from Asia, and as Sarah Palin says, you really can see Russia from here if you get high enough. The nearest point is about 53 miles high. How deep is this water? Not that bad. About 98 to 164 feet deep, depending on where you pedal your kayak. So, who would have to be involved in this project? Politically and economically, probably Russia and China and Canada and the United States. The channel is what they would pattern this after in all likelihood. Let's look at the construction of this thing. Because that was built under the English Channel to connect the UK to France. Even at the narrowest point, which is twice as long as the channel, the water is shallower here, so essentially what they would have to do is start boring through, and this is what they would probably aim for. Something like this. Three tunnels, with one train going in one direction and one train going in another direction, and in the middle sort of an access tunnel for emergencies and service and all sorts of ways to get back and forth. It is a big, big, big project. Tomo News, Russia plans superhighway that connects London to NYC. Driving from London to NYC would be possible if Russia succeeds in building a superhighway spanning across the country with links to Western Europe and Asia. During a March meeting, head of the Russian Railways, unveiled the ambitious plan called the Trans-Eurasian Belt Development, which entails constructing a superhighway and an accompanying high-speed railway. If the plan is realized, motorists will be able to drive from London to New York. Russia hopes that the development will spur the economies of remote cities and towns. Suddenly, if you talk about continuing that rail that is being called the Eurasian Land Bridge, you are talking about connecting rail all the way from South Africa, up through the continent of Africa, through Central Asia, through Asia, Russia, across the Bering Strait, down through North America, down through South America, once we solve the problem of getting across the Darien Gap, all the way down to southern Argentina.
In other words, you just connected the whole planet. Wow. Folks, that's not just wild and creepy, but it's really going down as we sit here. And we're all distracted wondering about the economy and who's going to win that game, while at the same time, for the first time in man's history, oh, we've had many trade routes throughout history. But now they are looking at actually connecting the whole planet so you can drive from China to LA to New York, anywhere. And not just drive, but deliver things, including a celebratory package sent by someone in the seven-year tribulation within 3.5 days' timeframe who's gloating over the death of the two witnesses for the first time in man's history. The second way we're seeing an increase of distribution technology fulfilling the death of the two witnesses is the computerization of all delivery routes. You see, it's not just about using modern technology to connect the whole planet with all these delivery routes, that's step one. You also need the speed of delivery. Remember, you have 3.5 days to pull this off, deliver a package anywhere in the world, and believe it or not, they're doing just that with computers. Increasing the speed of delivery. And to give you an idea just how fast delivery speed has grown, in our lifetime, let's go back to our first delivery service, the Pony Express.
Courtesy of Brett Nielsen. In January of 1830, the quickest way to send a letter from St. Louis, Missouri to Sacramento, California was by stagecoach. It took 25 days. The three men by the names of William Russell, Alexander Majors, and William Waddell came up with the idea to send mail by horseback nonstop from St. Louis to Sacramento. They called this new business Pony Express. The Pony Express hired riders that were young, brave, horsemen. These riders would stop every 10 to 15 miles to get a fresh horse and every 50 to 75 miles to change riders. The Pony Express riders would carry with them a mail bag called a mochila that had 4 pouches filled with mail. The first Pony Express rider with his mail bag left on April 3, 1860, traveling 2,000 miles and arriving in Sacramento 11 days later.
What? See how good you guys have it? We whine and complain if we don't get our package in 2 days. Not to mention there was a time when the only delivery options were runners, horses, or even pigeons used to deliver stuff. But all in our lifetime, it's going crazy. We went from the Pony Express to the U.S. Postal Service, which was our standard for a long, long time. And then, again in our lifetime, privatized delivery companies began springing up, making deliveries even faster and more reliable, like UPS and FedEx, which caused the U.S. Postal Service to kick it into gear. You ain't the only game in town now. And then around the world the same thing happened with the birth of all kinds of delivery services. DTDC, which is India's largest delivery service headquartered in Bangalore. Or Japan Post, obviously out of Japan, and one of the largest postal services in the world. PostNL servicing Netherlands, Germany, Italy and the UK, or Schenker AG out of Germany, or the Royal Mail, obviously out of England, one of the oldest delivery services in the world. Then there's Blue Dart working together with DHL, German Deutsche Post, that's not only popular in India and Southeast Asia, but they cover a total of over 220 different countries around the world. And of course, not to be outdone, China has their own delivery services with TNT and EMS International. But here's my point. This not only opened up the ability for delivery around the world, but what came with it was super fast delivery around the world. This all gave birth to what we have today, that we take for granted, not a week, but third day, second day, even next day air delivery, anywhere in the world, any package, any time, all in our lifetime. It's going nuts. In fact, speaking of nuts, now the delivery services are going robotic. You don't even need people anymore. Here's just 2 options, one from Amazon called Scout and the other one called Starship.
Scout, there is a little blue box-like robot on wheels, rolling down the street. It comes to a certain address and stops. The lady of the house comes out her front door, and the lid of this little blue box opens, allowing her to take out her package that she had ordered from Amazon. On the side of the blue box is printed Prime. This is the new era in local delivery. Introducing Starship, this is a self-driving robot, almost free on demand. When she initiated the delivery, the distance was 1.7 miles with an ETA of 10 minutes. It has 0 emissions and can detect pedestrians, or whatever else may be on the sidewalk in front of it. The packages are totally secure, as only you can open the box with your cell phone.
Oh, there. I got my cake to celebrate the death of the two witnesses in record time. Isn't this wild? In fact, ordering stuff on your phone at the same time that all these computerized delivery services are going on, the method of ordering is also speeding up as well. First, we had mail order services like Sears and Roebuck, where you could get a genuine nose straightener or a bottle of hair tonic. Then when I was growing up, we had those tape or CD of the month club things. Remember them? You forever got stuck on their mailing and you ended up paying $1 billion. You kids don't know how good you have it these days. Now you just download the music. But speaking of downloading, with the birth of the internet, again, all in our lifetime, now you can order anything you want, anywhere in the world, at any time. Now you can, not just order things, but even food is available for delivery. Again, Maybe a cake or something to celebrate some sort of event in the 7-year tribulation. I wonder what that would be. But first it started off with just pizza delivery or Chinese food delivery, and it pretty much stayed that way for a long time. But not anymore. All in our lifetime, as we sit here, just the last couple of years, we've had food delivery services going ballistic. In fact, here's a recent commercial of just one of them called Grubhub.
Grubhub commercial. It just takes a cell phone and an app. A person has his cell phone, looks at what is listed, hits the right option. The order goes directly to the one or many restaurants that prepare what you have ordered. The food is put in the Grubhub box, given to the delivery boy, and it's on its way to your house. With the Grubhub delivery app, if you want it all, you can get it all. Grubhub, restaurants you love, deliver.
But that's just the beginning. You not only have Grubhub to deliver any kind of food you want, but other companies are popping up like Uber Eats, Eat24, Caviar, DoorDash and Postmates, just to name a few. And then another company came along, and now they're offering not just restaurant food, but any kind of food. And that, of course, is the delivery service called Amazon Prime Now.
Today Show. We Deliver is the boast of online companies that bring food, even entire meals, to your home. So could this make the local grocer the thing of the past? Why go to the supermarket when it can come to you? Seattle mom, Christine Holm, gets groceries from Amazon on this day from the company's superfast Prime Now service. Christine Holm. My husband and I both stay up late to watch TV after the baby is in bed and think, what ice cream can we order? The items come to her in just 1 hour. Tech Insider. Here's what happens when you order Amazon Prime Now. Tucked inside this Midtown Manhattan high-rise is an Amazon Prime warehouse. Prime Now is a local delivery service. We put it to the test to see if they could deliver ice cream and other summer essentials in under an hour. There is a $20 minimum for Amazon customers to use it. Delivery for the 1 hour service costs $7.99. If you can wait 2 hours, it's free. Items are randomly stored, which Amazon determined to be the most efficient method for organizing the tens of thousands of items they stock. People working on the floor are either pickers or sorters. It took our sorter an incredibly short amount of time to gather our items, even though every item was in a different aisle. Once everything is bagged and labeled, it's handed off. A delivery person travels on foot, by subway, or by truck depending on the distance. It took our delivery 15 minutes to travel from the warehouse to our office. It's available in 27 cities, and if you opt for 2-hour delivery, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, good deal is right. I can get my food in 2 hours for free. Or pay a little extra and only have to wait 1 hour. Isn't this crazy? Which includes a celebratory cake for some event in the 7-year tribulation. In fact, speaking of Amazon, they have now become the industry leader when it comes to delivering things, anything, including food, to the tune of becoming a multi-billion dollar company that has now produced the richest man on the planet, Jeff Bezos, $131 billion, or at least he was until he just got divorced and produced the richest woman on the planet. Amazon is at the forefront in these last days of not only delivery service options, but they are also radically improving delivery speed. Remember, we've got a 3.5-day time frame to meet here in the 7-year tribulation. And Amazon is doing this in 3 different ways. The first way Amazon is different is they are changing the speed of ordering. As you saw earlier, you can order just about anything you could ever want in the world online at Amazon.com. Now they're pushing their Amazon app so you can purchase anywhere you go on your cell phone or tablet. In fact, just in case that's too much work for you, they've now come out with just pushing a button.
Amazon commercial. You are going through normal morning routine, and you come to the chore of making coffee and you realize you are out. Don't let running out ruin your morning. Introducing the Amazon Dash button for Prime members. A simple way to order the important things you don't want to run low on so that you never run out. Set it up to order what you want, then press it when you are running low. Get an order alert on your phone. It's easy to cancel if you change your mind. And with Prime shipping, you will get new products delivered to your door before you run out and never miss a beat. Prime members, request your free Amazon Dash button today.
Wow. Talk about lazy. But hey, it speeds it up, right? But that's not all. The second way Amazon is changing the delivery service around the world in the last days is the speed of delivery. First, it was for Prime members, free 2-day shipping, then as you saw with the food service, they offered free 2-hour shipping or pay a little extra and get it with 1-hour shipping or less. But now they're working on what's called Amazon Prime Air and you can get your stuff in 30 minutes or less.
Amazon Prime Air commercial. This is the story of your not too distant future. It's the day of your daughter's big football match. To be clear, it's the kind of football you play with your feet. Anyway, she is missing a vital piece of her football equipment. To be specific, a size 3, yellow, Puma, Power Firm, soccer shoe. The left one. Some of it, sadly, is in the family's 3-year-old bulldog. So now what? Well, you could yell angrily at the poor dog, but what is the point? Because all he will hear is blah, 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 blah. No, it's much more important to respond like a rational human being. Mind your temper and replace it with a pair of Puma, Power Firm soccer shoes, and have them delivered in 30 minutes or less. And in a location not too far away, a miracle of modern technology is dispatched. It's an Amazon drone, and after rising vertically like a helicopter to nearly 400 feet, this amazing hybrid design assumes a horizontal intake and becomes a streamlined and fast airplane. In time, there will be a whole family of Amazon drones with different designs for different environments. This one can fly for 15 miles, and it knows what is happening around it. It can sense and avoid obstacles around it, on the ground and in the air. Back at the house, you get a message on your cell phone or tablet telling you that your package is delivering. Then it goes back to vertical mode, scans the landing area for potential hazards, then lowers itself slowly to the ground, drops off the package, and flies straight back up into altitude. And moments later, you are walking through the door with a brand new pair of size 3, Puma, yellow, Power Firm, soccer shoes, and a chocolate flavored chew for Naughty, Naughty Stewart.
Whoa! Now can you imagine not just a cake, but any kind of celebratory gift a person could send to their friends or family in 30 minutes or less in the 7-year tribulation, well within the 3.5-day time frame. But speaking of the Book of Revelation, that's still not all. The third way Amazon is changing the delivery service around the world in the last days is the speed of transaction. Now, as you already saw, through Amazon, you can not only purchase something with the push of a button, because it's all electronic, transactions that is, we are living in a cashless society. But even for you diehards out there who still want to shop outside your home, you can now with Amazon, and complete your transaction with just a wave of the phone.
Amazon Go commercial. 4 years ago, we started to wonder what would shopping look like if you could walk into a store, grab what you want and just go. What if we could weave such an advanced machine in learning, computer vision, and AI into the fabric of the store, so you never have to wait in line? No lines, no checkouts, no registers. Welcome to Amazon Go. Use the Amazon Go app to enter, then put away your phone and start shopping. It's really that simple. Take whatever you like. Anything you pick up is automatically added to your virtual cart. If you change your mind about that cupcake, just put it back. Our technology will update your virtual cart automatically. So, how does it work? We use computer vision, deep learning algorithms, and sensor fusion, much like you will find in self-driving cars. We call it just walkout technology. Once you have everything you want, you can just go. When you leave or just walk out, technology adds up your virtual cart and charges your Amazon account. Your receipt is sent straight to the app, and you can keep going. Amazon Go, no lines, no checkout, no seriously.
Seriously is right. I mean, what's next? We just get an Amazon Prime chip for select customers who agree to do something so they can buy and sell with a wave of their hand. Folks, that's exactly where it's headed.
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
You see, there's only one drawback with all this convenience that Amazon is pushing for buying stuff. I mean, we all know the dangers of a cell phone payment system are that you can lose it, break it, or have it stolen. Then what are you going to do? How can you buy and sell? Well, if you had a chip inside your body, it would be totally secure, wouldn't it? And lest you think that would never happen as a form of payment, think again. It's already here as an option, and pretty soon, you might have to get one to keep your job.
The Now, Tampa Bay News, some of us, the thing we have to do when we get to work is, swipe in with our key card. When you sit down to start working and you need a password to log in here too. Here at our station, if you want a snack for the break room, you must grab your snack, bring it over here with your card to be able to purchase it. But what if there was a way you didn't have to do any of this? Where you can be microchipped and that would work for the entire building. Well, dozens of people are doing it voluntarily. Next week, Three Square Market in Wisconsin will be the first company in the US to give microchips to its workers. They are one of those businesses that put mini food markets, similar to ours, into business places. They expect more than 50 employees to opt for the microchip. It looks like the size of a grain of rice. It gets implanted in the hand between the thumb and the forefinger, and it just takes seconds to do it. The chip implant uses the same technology as mobile payments like Apple Pay. The chip allows them to buy stuff in the break room, log into their computer and get into the building. The Wisconsin company got the idea from a company in Sweden who started putting chips in its workers recently. Fox News, see that little microchip that you might put into your dog, so if he is missing you could find him? A Wisconsin company is putting it in 50 of its employees and they said, yeah, let's do it.
It looks very painful. It goes between your thumb and your forefinger.
So, if you buy a snack in the company break room, they track it, but oddly they say it also keeps your medical records there. Oh, they say they're not going to do that. Laughs. So, if you have that chip, it allows you to open doors, use the copy machine, even log onto your computer, instead of that logging on things, just put your hand right there.
Yup, just put your hand right there and make your payment, already here. And in the video, both talking heads were using their right hands as examples. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28 When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. The point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this delivery and payment system won't lead to a life of ease or a party on earth, it will be hell on earth. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, before it's too late. Amen?